This is the EWN Radio Network.
But most importantly, why am I doing that? And understand the why. We can bring consciousness and awareness to look at the pattern and say, isn't that interesting? I'm doing that again. And in that moment of awareness, we can say, and I can choose not to do the pattern again.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to this special series we're featuring here on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone. I'm Sharon Saylor, your host, for another wonderful autoimmune hour here on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm from SharonSaylor.com and looking forward to having another very intriguing, interesting hour discussing thriving regardless of your diagnosis here on the Autoimmune Hour with you. Oh, it's my weekend. I hope it's the start of your weekend. I had a great weekend last weekend. I went to a farmer's market, had a wonderful time. I think I've mentioned a couple times before that I tend to eat my way through the farmer's markets, but that's all good. It's always fun. You know, I don't have any real plans for this coming weekend, but I'm sure I'll find some great adventures to do. It's always good to have something to look forward and to and get out there and keep moving regardless of your diagnosis. There's so much to live and so much to do that I find that for myself, if I tend to stay stuck a little too long, you know, things then just sort of cloud over and everything. So I love to just get out and keep on doing things. And right now, talking about doing things, I have a lovely mango green tea that a listener from London sent me. It is absolutely fabulous. It's one of the smoothest tasting teas I've ever had. So I have that. I'm curled up with that tonight for our conversation with Eileen Head. Now, we're going to take, she has a specialty that you might go, what's that have to do with autoimmune? But I find her specialty just so intriguing because I'm going to say, what does our personality have to do with how we relate to the world, how we relate to ourselves, and even on the topic of how we relate to our health? And because Eileen Head is a personality and relationship expert, a best-selling author on Why Can't I Figure Us Out? She is a coach, speaker, and a workshop facilitator. And through her coaching and workshops, she supports people to figure themselves out and become their best self. She empowers you through powerful tools such as the Enneagram and personalities to find out your relationship answers and really get to know yourself better. I had the Enneagram done years and years ago, so one of my first questions I'm going to ask her is, does it change over the years? But anyway, let's get on right now with Eileen and find out more about the Enneagram and how it can help us understand ourselves and how it can relate to even understanding our health and getting better and thriving regardless of our diagnosis. So welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, Eileen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, first, I know the Enneagram, I've had it, and I know my number. However, I'm curious, can you give us the listeners a definition of it in case they've never heard of it?
Well, the Enneagram, a lot of people go, the Ennea what?
Yes.
It's a really odd name. And what it means is Ennea in Greek means 9 and gram means circle. And the Enneagram has been around since the 1700s. It's a well-respected personality model. It's taught at many universities, including Stanford University. It's used in corporate for leadership training, for team culture, for people who want to develop to become their best self. It's used in enhancing and your relationships to understand each other and to create a more connected, loving relationship. And it takes you to the depths of your being, of who you are, what you value, what you bring to the world, and what's really great about you, and most importantly, how you can become your very best self.
Oh my goodness, your very best self. Now, I remember when I did the quiz, I guess it's called a quiz, and came up with my number, and what I loved about it, well, first off, I was a little embarrassed at how accurate it was, sort of shaking my head.
Kind of like reading your own biography, isn't it?
Well, yes, except in my biography that I tend to give out to the public, I tend to leave out the sort of the not-so-intriguing things, or shall I say, or the little things that you could improve on. Yeah. You know, what I find fascinating about the Enneagram, though, is it explains why you have difficulties with certain other personalities. And that's what I loved about it when I got my number after doing the quiz. And then I started reading just because I was curious about all of the others. I went, oh, I get it now. Wow, this really makes sense. So what are some things we can learn from the Enneagram, especially and about personalities, especially if we don't have our number, we haven't taken the quiz yet? What are some things that we can just talk about understanding our own personality and how that can play in how we react to the world and our even our own health?
Well, as you mentioned, it's you're conscious of how different people are reacting to you. And isn't it fascinating that we can be in the same situation and yet people react to us very differently? And I don't know if you've ever had the experience of getting together with your siblings and talking about a situation and saying, do you remember back when that happened? And one will say, that's not the way it happened. It was like this. And then someone else say, no, it was like that. And you can have many different perceptions. And that's the best scientific experiment ever, because same parents, same environment, same everybody in the same situation, and yet we see it differently. So different personalities are going to react to your patterns of reactions differently. Some are going to love it, and others may be triggered by it, or they may be upset by it, or they may have many different reactions. And when you understand that, you can understand that it's less about you and more about them and how they're reacting.
And one of the things that we've been discovering this summer, we're talking to some other experts about things like stifled emotions and stress illness and your mindset, fascinated me, because just the other day we had Dean Griffith on about talking about perception, responsibility, and reality. And I used that question with him with, I have two sisters, I'm the middle child, and if you ask us about our childhood, we grew up in three completely different families.
Yes.
It's so funny.
It's three different perceptions. See, the interesting thing is personality forms in your family of origin when you look out on your family and you decide you need to be a certain way in order to get the most love and attention. And then you form a belief that I need to be this way, and then you form patterns of behavior. And these become unconscious. And they become, you know, we really hone these traits and skills, and they become some of the best part of ourselves. And it can also be what can keep us kind of stuck in our pattern and in our box.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this just, I'm going to go a little tangential. Listeners here of the Autoimmune Hour know sometimes I run down rabbit holes. So, Eileen, if this is a rabbit hole, just let me know. But a thought just popped into my head. How does the Enneagram play well with or differ from things like, I've read just studies about middle children and how some of their personality traits versus the eldest or the youngest type of thing. How do they relate or not relate?
You know, I haven't looked at the research on that specifically. It probably does play into it. And the Enneagram's been around for so long, you can research anything. So you could probably Google, you know, what types are most often the middle child or the oldest child or the youngest. In my observations, it's a lot more detailed than those generalities, because it's based on beliefs that we form, that form our personality, and then we form the patterns. So you can look up research on that. I'm sure there's lots.
Oh, great. Yes, I know. That was kind of a rabbit hole, but it's just one of those things that popped in my mind. And I'm thinking that because I'm thinking about all these other sorts of tests that I've taken when I was doing my postgraduate level work in executive coaching for assessments. That assessments factor, you start learning all about like Myers-Briggs and the DISC, and that's where I had the Enneagram done. And I'm always fascinated by how they all tend to also complement each other and just add more and more layers of understanding yourself onto each other. And that, to me, is just the more we understand ourselves and how we react to the world, I think, for my success, has helped me understand how I react to the world is oftentimes also how I react to the autoimmune condition as I'm healing from that, and what got me there in the first place.
Right. And, you know, the whole model of the Enneagram, really, it's like an awareness map of consciousness, and it shows you 9 different ways of being in the world, and it gives you deep insight into the 9 fundamentally different personality perspectives. And each of those have their own way of seeing the world, their own attitudes, and their own ways of thinking, reacting, and behaving. So when you're interacting with other people, when you understand these different perspectives, we really can connect and understand and make it less personal about ourselves.
Oh, and I'm always saying, quit taking things personally. Not just from the perspective of healing from autoimmune, but in my executive work with professionals, oftentimes things will come up and I'll, this isn't about you. Mm-hmm. Quit taking it personally. So to me, that's so profound. I'm curious, though, one of the things that I've shared on the show before is an odd thing. Some people wrote me back that that's an odd thing to say, but one of the things I can absolutely say with certainty is that as I've gone through this process of healing from autoimmune, I really believe I'm a better person. I'm much more patient with people. I'm much more understanding. Does your Enneagram change over time, or is that just another added frosting on the cake that happens?
Well, the Enneagram is unique from a lot of other models because it does have what they call a path of development to your best self. And so it does show you what patterns to change to become your best self. And, you know, talking about autoimmune illnesses, the stresses that we put on ourselves with our relationships and in relation to all others, the Enneagram shows you your stress pattern. So you can kind of see what you're doing in your stress, how it's affecting you. There's even tons of research on each personality type and the illnesses that they tend to get based on their personality type.
Wow, that's fascinating to me. I completely believe it. All this summer, we've been, as I said before, we've been exploring beliefs and mindsets and things like that. And I totally understand this idea of how we react to the world causes how we are reacting to the illness and how we react to the healing. And oftentimes, it is our way of being that got us to where we are now. Wow, this is fascinating. So tell us some more. I'm probably not even asking the right questions here. I'm just totally fascinated by this whole subject about the Enneagram and personality and how we react to the world and other relationships. So what are some of the common things that you've found that people, after they've done your process and worked with you, what are some of the common things that they come back and say to you?
Well, they feel more of a sense of control, because a lot of times, you know, most people believe relationships are mysterious and there is no easy way to figure them out. But they really are, because we are patterns of behavior. And when you can see the patterns, you can recognize the person and then relate to them. And so in understanding these, it gives you an opportunity to really, oh, is that what happens? In stress situations, people often, well, that's not really who I am, or that's not really like I am. But in stress situations, we react differently. And when you see those patterns, but most importantly, why am I doing that? And understand the why, we can bring consciousness and awareness to look at the pattern and say, isn't that interesting? I'm doing that again. And in that moment of awareness, we can say, and I can choose not to do the pattern again. I can choose to replace it. And the Enneagram will tell you, for your personality type, what patterns to replace it. So let me give you an example of, I'm a personality that's called a 2 helper or a supporter, and my automatic response is to help people. I like to connect people. I like to be close to them. I like to know that they need me. And, you know, people would react to my helping at times. You're intrusive, or some people would love it, and other people would be really offended by my helping, and I'd be really confused, like, why wouldn't you want, doesn't everybody want to be helped? Doesn't everybody, you know, want help? No, they don't. And it can be intrusive, and it can be manipulative. And I didn't see how I was using my helping to bring people closer to me and to help me be needed, because that's how I felt connected. And it didn't feel good to them all the time. So now that I understand my pattern and how different people react to it, I do it very differently. I do it unconditionally, with no expectation of getting anything back. I may ask before I launch in, and I'm much more tuned in to how other people might perceive it or want to receive it. And that's empowering, and it really has helped so many of my relationships.
Oh my goodness, that's powerful to understand about oneself. Amazing how I could just see that could clear up so many misunderstandings fairly quickly.
And we can take ourselves out of judgment, like, you know, why are people reacting to me, and be hurt and distance yourself from people. But it's kind of like being in a helicopter, an airplane, and kind of looking down on yourself and your life and seeing it quite objectively. And so now I can love deeper with more consciousness. I can connect with people easier in understanding the 9 types. And it's, my life is a lot smoother. I don't have a lot of drama in my life anymore.
Oh, I'm a fan of no drama.
And that takes the stress out, because it's stressing. It's the stresses that puts our body into a vulnerable place that our autoimmune systems get attacked. And it's us that are often doing it with our own stresses.
Absolutely. Well, we've got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back with Eileen Head, an expert in Enneagram and understanding our personalities and relationship expert, we're going to talk more about these patterns of behavior. Because one of the things I hear from people all the time is, I want my old life back. And my first quizzical look at them is, well, what if there was a improved version? Because isn't what we did in the old life what got you here today? So we'll look more at patterns of behavior and ways to gently shift them, as she gave us in that wonderful story of herself. Those were easy, gentle shifts. I won't say always easy to do, but gentle shifts that created a new way of being for her. So we'll be back right after this commercial break.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Welcome back to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm Sharon Saylor, your host for tonight. from SharonSaylor.com. And I'm speaking with Elaine Head, and she is a personality and relationship expert, international best-selling author of Why Can't I Figure Us Out, coach, speaker, and workshop facilitator. And she's been talking to us tonight about the power of the Enneagram, tools like that, as well as how to understand our personalities in relationship to other personalities for a lot of reasons. And one of the big reasons I keep coming up with is so we can quit taking it so personally and be able to adapt to other people's ways of being. One of the things I like to think about, if we know our Enneagram and we understand the entire Enneagram, I'm going to make a leap of assumption, and correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't it make it easier to connect and communicate with others when we're going, okay, I'm speaking this language and they're speaking that language. If you put myself in the empathetic place of understanding that language and working to speak in a way that they can hear, I'm assuming that would help connection. Sort of like if I don't know French, but I learn French, and someone who only speaks French would appreciate that.
Well said. I often describe personalities as different cultures. And we can often do a lot of the same things in those cultures, marry and have families and be good partners, but we have certain traits and traditions and things within those cultures that we do, and it's similar to personalities. And when you understand the different ways, most importantly, when you understand your own value and what you bring to the world, what your relationship gifts and traits are, and then you start recognizing the value in the other personalities, and you respond to their value, they feel you really get them, and the connection is much stronger, more instantaneous, more compassionate, more connected. And it even in conflict, the Enneagram will show you the conflict patterns of each personality and why they're reacting that way in conflict. So work situations, which can be very, very stressful, when you figure out what the other person needs and you can respond to their needs and their value and say, you know what, you are so good at that, and that is something that I struggle with. I mean, people, they don't often hear what's great about themselves. And it can take and calm any situation down, or when you're saying, you know, tell me how you're seeing this because I see it differently. And isn't that interesting how we see it differently? And be okay with that.
Absolutely. Because I'm thinking about my own number and the title and what little I honestly kind of remember just the highlights of my Enneagram number, which I'll share. And I think you and I, we're probably somewhat on the opposite ends of the spectrum here because I'm an 8, and if I remember correctly, they called that the challenger, which I still believe that I probably fit into that role still, even though I'm sure the rough edges have been smoothed off.
Well, you know, I've renamed some of the names of the Enneagram because I've renamed the challenger as the asserter, and that is the gift that you bring to a lot of the rest of us. You stand up, you speak up, you're direct, you're clear in your communication. You are very protective of other people. If you see an injustice, you know, you want to launch in and take care of that. And you're often the leaders and the CEOs of the world who really help take leadership, get things done and move things forward and take action. And so the beauty of the Enneagram is it shows you the different people and the roles and their specialties, so to speak. And then we can learn from that because there's a lot of personalities who do not know how to do that. So when they can recognize that in you and see it as very much of a positive and say, how did they really do that? And then they can start incorporating that into their personality. That's the basis of the Enneagram, is to recognize all 9 perspectives and integrate all of them into us.
Fantastic. And one of the things you said about standing up, I have to say that was one of the reasons I started the Autoimmune Hour, was my frustration with the entire medical system, both East and Western, understanding autoimmune, knowing that it wasn't all in my head and the other things so many of us hear about it, and wanting to get out there with just a wide variety of perspectives on how to thrive regardless of a diagnosis. That's why I started the Autoimmune Hour. So I'm like, there's the positive side of that absurdiveness, right? That's the positive side.
Well, that's the thing. Like, most of us feel powerless and out of control to change what's happening in our lives. And because we, you know, we try this, we try that, and that doesn't work, or people's reactions aren't what they wanted. And so it's like being in this big confusion of a cauldron, whereas the Enneagram is like pieces of a puzzle, and it all starts coming together. And my clients, you know, one of my clients was telling me last week, I am so changed. He is a 6 questioner, skeptic personality who used to spin a lot, who used to be distrustful of the world and was always on high alert to see whether what might happen to him. And so he was always spiraling. And this is a very high stress personality type. So his body, you know, he's got some illnesses that are based on what was happening. And now he's learned that what he really was looking for and needing was assurances that he was going to be okay, that he could handle things well, that he could have some sense of control. And now he has been able to give that assurance to himself, and he doesn't really need it from other people as much as before. And it's built his self-esteem, his health is improving. He's in a new relationship, and that relationship is very, very different because he understands personalities, and they talk about personalities when things come up. You know, that's your personality. I can respond and I can help you with that, but you need to understand that I don't always get it. And so it's opened new dialogues. It's a very low-stress environment now compared to what it was before in his whole life.
Oh, my goodness. That is powerful knowledge to be able to take away and understand. I can see through all of these, your description of your 2 and this fellow's 6 and my 8, that they all carry their own unique stresses, their own unique ways of hitting stress in the world. And yes, you're so right. It's been proven time and time again that stress can cause a debilitating effect and can exacerbate symptoms in the autoimmune for sure. So I know just for a fact when I travel a lot in my speaking world there on my, I'll say in my other life of, as a communications expert, and I know now what I have to do beforehand and afterhand during those travels because just the stress of travel oftentimes used to exacerbate symptoms for me. But now that I have the tools to use and knowing what to do beforehand and during and after, things go so much more smoothly. So I love this about the Enneagram. You're giving us just this huge tool to understand ourselves and others, and I'll say help us de-stress our life when we're finding out that that the other person's not being difficult on purpose.
Mm-hmm. And would you agree that with your personality type, that when you get really stressed, you sort of withdraw and try and figure it out in your head, what's going on, what do I need to do, what do I need to, instead of being go action and going forward, you kind of retract a bit and say, okay, I need to figure this out, I need just exactly what you've just said, how can I still travel, but what is it that I need to do it better? And that's part of when you get somewhat stressed, you take on the traits of the 5 thinker more and the observer.
Yes, I do. And that's why I guess I was curious about taking, if the Enneagram changes due to life circumstances or just knowledge as we age, you know, whatever, a few bumps and bruises along the way.
You are always your home type. You always have the same motivation for putting your energy in the world, your same beliefs and values. But there are different levels of behavior in the Enneagram with awareness. So as you become more aware, what we call it healthy within your personality type, your behaviors become much more life-enhancing and empowering instead of more of the stress pattern. So there's 9 levels of behavior. And when you can clearly see those in black and white, oh, if I do this, this is what it looks like. I can be that. I'm some of that some of the time. And then you just start moving forward to the higher levels of behavior where it becomes more of a part of your life, and that's where the real joy and the passion and the purpose, and you start celebrating in your best self and who you are.
Oh, this is fantastic. This is just opens up a whole new way of looking at things for us here on the Autoimmune Hour. Share with the audience, Eileen, more about the work that you do and how we can get a hold of you. Plus, I've been to your website. I love your site. I just love your site. And you've got that fabulous quiz on there. So talk about how people can take the quiz and learn more about themselves.
When you go to my website, which is www.eileenhead.com, so that's E-I-L-E-E-N, head, H-E-A-D.com, on the main page, there's lots of free gifts that I have for you to get the love and life you need. The quiz is there. You take the quiz. There's a 15-minute follow-up call that I want to make sure everyone finds their home plate, because when you take a quiz, it depends on how you interpret the questions and answer the questions, and so I want to help you with that. There's some videos on explaining about the Enneagram and your personality, as 4 videos. Right now, I've got a singles guide to personality matching it's all about the different personality styles for the singles and how to recognize them and what's great about your partner style, what do you need in a partner, and compatibility, etc. I wrote a book called Why Can't I Figure Us Out? I was married for 35 years and we were great people, same values, same goals, same morals, and I just could not figure out why we were unable to connect, and I looked for answers everywhere. And after I divorced, after 35 years, I found the Enneagram, and it gave me in black and white what went on between our 2 personalities and why, and how I was, you know, my part, and what I didn't know he needed for me to respond to, and he didn't know what I needed. And it would have made a big difference, but the first chapter is free. It's helped us to go through transition through divorce in a healthy way for our children, and we still get together at least once a month with all our kids, and there's no animosity. He brings his partner, and learning the Enneagram will just, there's so many things it will do for you. And I do coaching for people, couples together, showing them their couples dynamics, or singles or individuals. And I'm working on an online couples program, personality based, that I hope to have out this fall.
We just learned so much over at eileenhead.com. I'll have the link on my website, which is lifeinterruptedradio.com as well, if you didn't get a chance to write that down. Thank you so much, Eileen, for bringing this completely interesting and new perspective on our relationships, our world, how we interact with the world, and even ways that possibly we can look at, does our Enneagram play into how we approach health and healing? So fabulous. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And everyone, have a great weekend, whatever your adventures. And as always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free.
You've heard my show. You know my passion. And maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
This is the EWN Radio Network.